Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, guys, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Bottom of the hour, trolling or rolling with our man Martin Weiss of the Martin and VJ show, heard every Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. Rob, let's start here this hour. Interesting story from Howard Beck, who we both know well. Howard Beck of The Ringer. Here's the title of it, Rob. James Harden can't win his legacy back. And here's the subhead, Rob. There's no denying Harden is one of the greatest players of his generation. But after forcing three trades in less than 3 years and burning everything down along the way, it's unlikely people will remember him best for what he did on the floor. You agree with that, Rob? Like, you think there's championship, MVP, not that he's going to win the MVP this year, but, you know, nothing can really redeem the wreckage that he's wrought over the last few years as far as his legacy?
It's funny because me and you had this conversation and you didn't agree. You disagree with me when I said that there'll be some writers and people who hold this against him. You were saying, oh, he's a first ballot Hall of Fame no matter what.
Oh, he's first ballot.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but what he's writing.
Beck's not writing that he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
I didn't say that. I never said he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, but I'm saying he's talking about his legacy. And I said it, four teams in 22 months. Some people will hold that against him, Chris. I don't think that they could totally keep him out of the Hall of Fame, but he might not get in right away, or there'll be people who will, you know, have a negative feeling about James Harden, especially if he doesn't win. Now, here's my point. I don't agree with Howard because if James Harden leads the Clippers that have never won anything to helps to lead them and plays well. Now I'm not talking about being a fifth wheel, but plays well, makes some big shots, plays like he played in Boston last year where no Embiid, say, God forbid, and I even hate to even say it, I'm just going to say one of their other star players, Chris, is out. And he's hurt and can't play for the Clippers. And all of a sudden, James Harden is is not the fourth option or the third option. He's the first or second or second option. And he plays well, and the Clippers beat Denver and go to the finals and they win or whatever. You can't tell me that you won't look at James Harden differently. I think it's easy to say that because you don't see the championship, right, or you don't see how how it plays out. But I don't believe that. I believe if he finally, his story could be, he was searching for a home. He was confused. He thought it was Brooklyn. He thought it was this team, thought it was that. And ultimately, he came back home to the Clippers, played with people he really wanted to play, and he performed
and did
well.
You writing that story?
Yeah, it's a Hollywood script.
All he wanted was a home.
He was looking for a home. He was a lost puppy, and he wanted a home. So I'm just saying, there is a scenario, I think, Chris, where his legacy would be changed. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think, first of all, let me say this, and I, you know, James Harden, when you look at him, it's easy to just say, oh, he bailed on three teams. Let's look at him, Rob, and I'm not trying to defend him.
Please,
but I'm just
speaking
the truth.
Please don't.
Houston was understandable, right, as far as him wanting out. He and the Rockets they were going in a different direction. They were no longer trying to win. They were going young. He's like, I still want to win. I'm in my prime. You guys are on a different timetable now. They agreed to trade him. He comes out, plays great like usual, and then it looks like they're softening on, well, maybe we'll keep him. And so then he goes into the tank. I'm not advocating this quitting, but he goes into the tank, and then they realize we got to trade you. And so they trade him. Brooklyn, now I still think he should have stayed in Brooklyn. Even without Kyrie, Rob, him and Kevin Durant, that's a monstrous team if Harden plays well. But you also can see he's like, Kyrie, I came here to play with Kyrie and KD. Kyrie's not playing. He won't take the vaccination. So now he's not playing. Remember, Harden left before Kyrie decided to start playing.
It was over.
So again, somewhat understandable. Philly to me, and I do think, now he made some bad decisions himself. He should have signed the extension with the Nets, right? He cost himself $100-something million. Should have signed the extension with them. That's on him. But I do believe he thought he was getting that money in Philly. He doesn't get it. He's upset. I get the human element. But Rob, that to me, that's the worst one, because number one, you had a great basketball situation. You're a point guard. You've got one of the best big men in the league in Joel Embiid. So what are you looking for? And you had other good players around you. So I think that was the one where you could say, really, that was ridiculous. But I agree with you, Rob. I think if they win the championship and he's just, let's say he plays well, he's the point guard, and Kawhi leads him in scoring, PG 13, Paul George is second. Harden plays well, maybe 19 and 10 assists. That's good.
Right.
But he's clearly the third guy. I don't think that erases people thinking of him. I'm not even talking about the quitting and the demanding trades. I'm talking about the notion that he didn't deliver in big games. I don't think just winning it as the third wheel does that, Rob. Because we said we said he could play poorly and they could still win.
Yeah, but if he plays well and makes big baskets in big moments.
Well, I'm giving you
a scenario that it could.
So he's their best player?
No, but he makes the biggest shots. Just like that's all it takes. They're down by three. They're going to be. I'm just going to make up some.
I hear you. I hear you.
They're down by three. He makes the big shot to tie the game. They win it in overtime.
Yes.
He has 8 points. Like something like that.
When
the game's on the line, you're going to be like, "Oh my God, Harden did it." You know what I mean?
I agree with that. I'm saying if he's just plays well, like he's Chris Bosh.
No.
In the Heat game, you know, Heat championship.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where he makes big baskets.
I agree with you there. If he makes big baskets. Heck, if he's finals MVP, I do
something
think he erases that,
level, that right.
part of his legacy. And that's a good question, Rob. What is the biggest stain on his legacy to you? Is it the demanding of the trades, even when you had Hall of Fame teammates? Even Rob jettisoning Dwight Howard, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, getting all of them out of Houston, you know, when he got tired of them. Is that bigger, or is it not showing up in the big moments, really, you know, melting down in the biggest playoff games?
I still think that as good as he was during the regular seasons, his being AOL, being AWOL, I want to say, being AWOL, Chris, yeah, in big moments is what people can think about. Like, Harden was a great player. Oh, just in the playoffs. I'm not saying he never had any good games.
No, he
but you remember, but you remember the bad ones. You remember those as him disappearing, or him. What was the one where the Rockets, Chris?
Right. They were down 3-1 to the Clippers, Doc Rivers Clippers. They came back and beat them, and they made that run without Harden, Rob.
Right.
And he was on the bench. He was a star of the team.
And then you remember the other one where when Houston lost and they missed 24 straight threes or whatever it was. You remember that?
Yeah, that was 27 straight, I believe.
26.
That was when it was against Golden State. I agree with you. I think the biggest stain on his legacy, for all the talk about quitting, demanding trades, all that, I think the biggest stain is that he doesn't show up in the big moments, that he chokes in the big moments. Because, Rob, a lot of guys, they haven't demanded trades and done what he did. Allen Iverson, obviously you had the whole practice thing. You had the run-ins with him and Larry Brown. You had, you know, remember the incident with his wife when she was, like, kind of locked out of the house. You had gun play and stuff like that. Like, and then he didn't, after getting to the finals that one year, you know, he didn't have a lot of success winning. He goes to Denver, plays well, but they don't win a playoff series, him and Carmelo. Goes to Detroit. You know how that went. He you know, wasn't happy there, coming off the bench and all that stuff. And then, Rob, he goes to Memphis and won't accept coming off the bench and gets cut. And so, like, none of that's remembered. Charles Barkley spit on a fan, threw a fan through a window in Cleveland.
Remember, no, there was a smudge there he was trying to clean off.
You know, Barkley was viewed as a guy that, you know, didn't commit to defense. Didn't, you know, never won, even when he went to Houston.
But he played well. There were times he played really well.
Oh, he's a great, all-time great player. But I'm just saying, like, and Barkley, you could say, obviously, because he's become such a huge TV star, maybe that helped him erase that. But I just think when a guy retires, I don't think for the most part people focus on, like, the negative, whether you want to call them character flaws or just bad incidents, negative incidents that they had. So I tend to think that Harden will be remembered as a great player. And I don't think they're going to win the championship, Rob. But if they do and he leads them, like if he leads them, he's finals MVP, or like you said, hitting big shots, even if he isn't finals MVP.
Right.
Then I think he could, you know, really kind of clean up his reputation as a guy that doesn't deliver in the biggest moments. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Can James Harden do anything to save his legacy? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on James Harden. Can he repair his legacy and how?
All right, let's kick it off with Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, my brother's behind the board. Shout out Patrick for filling in today, man. Rob G on his, what is this, 90th off day this month?
That's right.
Not four.
Oh, so he's listening. My bad, Rob G, best super producer of all time, man.
Oh, there you go.
He's trying to kiss butt now.
Now you brown nose it.
Right.
I'm trying to get a bro betting baseball segment next year. But anyway,
there you go.
Real quick, man. Look, I don't think James Harden had a legacy to begin with, man. I hear what you're saying, Chris. I hear about, you know, a lot of people talking about his prolific scoring. But this man's off-the-court lifestyle, his lack of commitment to being great, the constant trade requests. Let's not forget, man, he turned on, quote-unquote, his best friend when he tried to go to Brooklyn, try to play with KD, try to play with Kyrie, and then bounced immediately afterward, never tried to do anything with them because other guys couldn't commit. I get it, but you got to tough that out sometimes, not to mention what he did to Houston and not to mention what he did in Philly.
All right, keep Sean on. But what do you mean never had a legacy?
Chris,
he's known as one of the greatest scorers ever, and it's not like he didn't have any playoff success. He didn't win a championship, but he has had deep playoff run after deep playoff run.
But it's the way he did it to me, Chris. With guys like Kobe, like Jordan, even with LeBron, you can say that they took games over. The way James Harden did it was manipulating the referees and the calling all those fouls on him all regular season.
He balled out. He didn't manipulate no referees. And if he did, that's their fault. Because all players do a little flopping, do a little kick out to draw a foul. Come on. Don't put that all on him.
I just
don't agree with you saying he had no legacy. Like, nobody's going to ever think about James Harden. We don't remember. He was a special has been a special player. Now, we could say his legacy might be more negative than positive, or it's going to be negative, But to say no legacy, that just don't make sense to me. Come on.
Yeah, sure.
Nobody that great doesn't have a legacy.
Everybody has a legacy. It's just whether or not it's big, it's relevant, Chris, it's good,
right.
It's bad.
Exactly.
You do leave behind a legacy.
And people going to remember a lot how great of a player he was.
Hey, the only people that's going to remember James Harden are all of the co-eds in Houston and the greater Texas
man,
area.
Stop.
That's it.
Man. Because he's the first player to have a wild lifestyle. That's right. He's the only one.
Sean, he sent all those girls to grad school. I mean, come on, man.
Between Rob Parker and James Harden, there needs to be a scholarship award,
that's
man.
Right.
There needs to be a scholarship award. Y'all brothers take care.
All right, buddy. All right. That's funny. 877 99 on Fox, your chance too to jump in here on the James Harden talk and just the idea of legacy. We do have Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Andre, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. James Harden, his legacy is now ironclad. All right, it's been established. Okay, James Harden is a championship groupie. He's looking to jump on the next bandwagon, a team that has the best chance. Let's look at this, okay? 9 years in Houston, didn't really compete before he wanted to jump ship. They could have got a championship in OKC.
Didn't I'm compete?
In Houston, they weren't competing for championships.
You mean the year they had – hold on, because you're making a statement. What about the year they were up 3-2 on the Kevin Durant Warriors? And then Chris Paul gets hurt with the hamstring.
Okay, Chris, I take that point.
I mean, what about that? That was – they may have beaten – we don't know whether they would have beat Cleveland or not. It's a good chance they would have beaten the Kevin Durant Warriors if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt. And they certainly played him tougher than LeBron's Cavs did.
Point taken, Chris. If its and butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
No, I'm just saying. Like you say, he never competed. You can't say – that's my point. James Harden's Rockets teams were – many years they were right there. They never got over the hump, largely because of him. But I'm just saying, to act like they didn't ever threaten anybody, that's just not true.
Chris, when the Houston Rockets beat the L.A. Clippers in that series, the Clippers should have won to compete against the Golden State Warriors. And that pivotal Game 6 in L.A., when L.A. was up 17 points and Houston made the run to come all the way back, where was James Harden?
Oh, his no, he was not, we said that earlier. He was on the bench. But don't that's one game, and that's one. And look, I'm not trying to whitewash his playoff resume. I'm just saying, let's be fair. Let's not act like the dude never had any playoff success.
He had two seasons in Brooklyn to compete for a championship.
And what happened? Hold on. Again, Andre, you keep Andre on. What happened in Brooklyn? Rob knows it.
Well,
injuries.
He got hurt in the first game, 9 seconds in. That was
right.
Almost like a
and then
like
Kyrie
the Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. And he came back on one. Like that Brooklyn team really never had a legitimate chance together to make a run. We never got a chance to see those three play.
Right. And they would have won a championship, Chris. They would have.
I think we both think so. We both picked them.
I'm still convinced they would have won a championship.
That's what did them in. They never really got the shot. But go ahead, Andre.
I feel like James Harden is kryptonite for championship teams. On paper and in NBA 2K, it looks wonderful. It looks invincible. It's manifest destiny. It's going to happen. Fool me once, shame on you. You fool me twice. Shame on me. Every stop that he's made, it's been the same thing. And by the way, I got to give the Clippers a little bit of credit. Steve Ballmer's no fool. They're opening up that brand new arena next year, the Intuit Dome. Okay, all these guys are going to be free agents at the end of this year. So you catch lightning in a bottle this year. Are they the favorites? No. Denver, Phoenix, some other teams. But the interest and excitement is there for L.A., for them to be kind of in the mix. If it doesn't happen,
right?
That's why he got the four guys from Southern California. There's no doubt about that.
You're spot on there.
Smart marketing. See if it'll work. The thing is, Rob, if they don't win it, which I don't think they will, is he going to pay Kawhi and Paul George like max, you know, 4-year
max
deals?
Well, he got a building, and there's a business that you got to run, so somebody's going to get paid.
Because, Rob, I respect Kawhi, but is it any mystery why all of a sudden he's playing like every game?
Yeah, but you might – maybe, Chris, maybe you picked one of the two.
Contract year? Yeah, he might. Because you're right. You may not need all four.
You just might pick one of the two.
I don't
right.
think you need all four.
But. Do we have time real quick to squeeze in Gary? Gary in Houston. He's quick. Gary.
Yeah, okay. So what are these callers talking about? James Harden has an awesome legacy. He's a top 30 player of all time. Yeah, and like he should have three MVPs. He should have won Steph's MVP. It's a
I voted for him that year.
It's a crime against humanity, a black mark on the league. He didn't win Westbrook's MVP. And so, like, and also, like, he's had.
No, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, triple-double.
Triple-double that hadn't happened in, like, 50 years in the league. Nah, I'm sorry.
That's fine. But, yeah, like, to me, like, when I think of legacy, I think of, like, where you rank all time. And so, like, he's a top 30 player before all this nonsense happened. And it's not going to change that for me. And, like, in 2012, when OKC beat the Spurs, he was huge in that series. He's had some big moments. So, yeah.
Right.
He has a great legacy. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I just think right now that he has a great legacy. That's a little too far because we talked about the negatives. But Andre's
no, but great,
too far
but great,
the other
no.
way. Like,
right.
Arguably, I mean, top 30 is arguable. Certainly top 50. There's no question about that. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And let's see if he can redeem. Rob, I got to be honest, Rob. I think Harden's number one priority is money. Like, especially now that he lost all that money, you know, with the Philadelphia situation, I think he's looking at getting that money. And I sure he wants to win. I'm not saying he's not competitive at all.
No, he's trying to recoup
the money. Yeah, recoup that. And I think he likes the individual shine too. I don't know if he's just like hopping around trying to win, although he has gone to other teams with better players, right? He went to Brooklyn with KD. He went to Philly with Embiid and now Kawhi. So we'll see, but it'll be interesting. Trolling the Roll is next, but first, ILO, Isaac Lohenkron, with the update.
All right, Chris and Rob, the latest college football playoff rankings were released this evening. Ohio State is number one. They're followed by Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State. Washington is number five. Oregon is sixth. Multiple outlets report that Michigan has claimed to the Big Ten that staff members at Ohio State, Rutgers, and Purdue shared information about Michigan's signals before Michigan played Purdue in the 2022 Big Ten Championship game. In the NFL, multiple outlets report that the Los Angeles Rams are signing free agent quarterback Carson Wentz to back up Matthew Stafford, who missed last Sunday's loss at Green Bay with a sprained right thumb. The Arizona Cardinals activated Kyler Murray to their 53-man roster. He's expected to start Sunday against Atlanta. And finally, in Major League Baseball, The Athletic reported a short time ago that the Los Angeles Angels are interviewing Ron Washington for their managerial position tonight. Washington won two American League pennants with the Texas Rangers when he managed them from 2007 through 2014. And at this time, I would like to send a personal message to Mr. Washington.
Don't do it, Ron! Don't do it! Run! Run!
Chris and Rob, back to you.
ILO, you're entertaining, ILO. I'll give you that. All right. We're live from the TireRack.com.
No, ILO's working hard for our entertainment dollar.
Isn't he?
He
really is. I think, ILO, you're the funniest man on Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I'd like to thank the Angels for giving me comedic material.
Rob is upset with me now.
I'm not even going to talk the last 30 minutes. How dare you say that?
Wow.
When I'm a card-carrying comedian, stand-up
what
comedian.
What about VJ Husky? He's a comedian, too.
I'm a card-carrying comedian.
VJ's been for years a comedian.
I'm a comedian. Okay. No, you're right.
All right. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time, y'all, for Trolling or Rolling.
Weiss. They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
Hey, I just want to know what cards you carrying, Mr. Comedian. Visa, MasterCard, American Express. No, it's Discover credit cashback.
Definitely one of those.
It's Discover. there you go. Right, Discover.
No, Chris, you got the
Like, please discover me.
as a comedian.
I'm a card carrier. Don't you remember? Wasn't it Mike Ditka was making some off-color joke about somebody, and he said he was a card carrier. I remember that we used to play that drop off.
Ditka said that.
He was ripping on somebody and saying he was a card carrying whatever it was. It was offensive, but it was card carrying. But anyway, I digress.
Guys, it's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss. And just in case it's your first time here, and I'll break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hit a roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, like Ilo and Ron Washington and the Angels, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Joe Burrow's nickname is Joe Cool, so that may be why he seems to arrive fashionably late to each NFL season. After starting slow due to a calf injury this year, Burrow has looked much better, and his MVP odds, once as high as 20-1, are currently sitting at 9-1. Chris. Trolling or rolling, Joe Burrow belongs in the MVP combo.
I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
But with the caveat, if the vote were today, he doesn't deserve a vote at all. But I think the odds are a projection. So you're projecting over these next 8 weeks, will he continue playing well, will they keep winning and emerge? And then you're saying, okay, he could be there. I think Mahomes, he doesn't deserve it right now either, but people are projecting that he'll play better and they'll have a great record and they'll be in it. So, yeah, that's why I'm rolling with Burrow.
Yep, I'm rolling with it as well.
They see me rolling.
It's his wins. Look who he's beaten. Look at how good the team looks. He was clearly injured early on. The only reason he played poorly is that he wasn't healthy. And now he's healthy, and he's playing like the guy we all know he can play like.
Rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. You'll remember this. The Rams, they famously traded for Rob's favorite quarterback, Matthew Stafford, and then went all in to win a Super Bowl and did it. Since then, Stafford has gotten hurt, causing the Rams to sign first Baker Mayfield last year late in the season. And today, like you just heard Isaac Lowenkron, the Chris Broussard proclaimed funniest man on Fox Sports Radio, tell everybody, today they signed former first-round pick Carson Wentz. Chris, trolling or rolling, Matthew Stafford retires at the end of this season.
Oh, wow. Does he have many years left on his contract? Do you know?
I don't know.
I think he's got a little time left. I'm gonna troll it.
Oh man, hey.
I'm not very confident in this, obviously. But I don't think he'll want to go out like this. If he's just too banged up to play, obviously he got his ring. He could probably feel good about retiring. But I'm gonna say he continues to play.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
There was already talk that he might retire, and the Rams were hoping that he retired. But he came back. There was money on the table. But after this year, and he keeps getting beat up, there's a good chance that maybe, he just decides. He's made a ton of money. He got the Super Bowl. Dan Orlovsky tried to get him in the Hall of Fame. That ain't work. But he might as well call it a career. So I think that there's a good chance he could be done.
Rolling high, couple Fox Sports Radio. The rumors are flying as Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots continue to struggle. One report says, should the Pats want to move on from Billy Boy, they think that Mike Vrabel would be a slam dunk candidate to fill the position. Chris, trolling or rolling, if given the option, Vrabel should leave Tennessee to go to New England.
Who? That's a really good question.
I know I had a good throw on the run every time I get Chris with a hoop.
Yeah, that was good. What was the exact question, though? Because I want to see which way.
Trolling or rolling? Tennessee for New England if given the option.
I'm going to roll with
it. They see me rolling.
Obviously, he had a great legacy as a player in New England. He just was in their, Ring of Fame? I don't know what they call it. Hall of Fame, whatever they call it. Ring of Honor. And I think Robert Kraft I think, because he didn't spend everything, you know, every dime he had with the to strengthen the team when Brady was there. But I do think he would, you know, he would do what Vrabel wanted done to try to build up that team. Tennessee, they got Derrick Henry. And who knows, Will Levis might be something. I'm going to roll with it, but the Will Levis thing is intriguing because if he has a great rest of the season, then I may have to switch mine to trolling, but now I'll roll with it.
Yeah, I'll roll with it. They see me rolling. I mean, he has a history there. He played there. I mean, it's not the greatest thing to replace a legendary coach, but there's been enough buffer to that they need to rebuild if that was the case.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, Bill Belichick won and was leaving after winning a Super Bowl, and then, you know what I mean, you're trying to replace that. So they're looking for, if that were to happen, they would be looking for somebody to take over, and he would be somebody familiar.
I got to trash everybody who tried to knock C.J. Stroud from the time he went and looked at Georgia defense that everybody was fawning over when the Philadelphia Eagles drafted half of them, right? He looked at Georgia defense in the eye. Lost his starting wide receiver, who will probably be a top five pick this year, Marvin Harrison Jr. And if the kicker makes that field goal, it's a whole different conversation as the new year turns. Everybody wants to talk about his S2 test and his doesn't run around. You know what he does? He balls out. He balls out, Bruce Arians. That's what he does.
No, you don't have to tell me. Rob, who was I saying was the best quarterback in this draft?
Yep, CJ.
I was saying CJ Stroud. I like his size. I just thought he had it, man, and he looks great. Now, let's see how he continues to play. And I'm not saying he's not going to keep playing well, but we're looking at Justin Herbert now, right? Now we're looking at him. Well, is he really all we thought he was? He has had a phenomenal start to his career as far as stats. But now it's at the point where, okay, we want to see you win, lead your team to winning. And CJ's winning more games than he should with that Houston team. So, I think he's going to be a great one.
And we got to see. It's early. It's
still
early,
I mean, you
got
to see how things play. Like, initially, you know, you're in a honeymoon phase, even with the media, Rob. Like, you're going to give people leeway early in their career. But to have 14 touchdowns, one interception is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Hey, I'm a Michigan fan. I know Michigan beat him twice. I was terrified walking into them games, boy. I was like, CJ Stroud.
I don't know why, because your team had the signs.
Hey, look. Hey, if you ain't.
Why were you terrified?
Exactly.
Y'all had the magic elixir.
But Martin. Go ahead.
And I'm a card carrying. Heck, I might as well be Michigan alumni because my
with all the money you paid that school,
right.
Yes,
exactly.
No, I was going to say,
if you believe the reports today, everybody had the signs.
Yeah, but that's different.
But there's a big difference between sharing intel.
Right.
That happens all the time.
The intel that you gathered legitimately, not illegally.
Yes. I thought that's weak by your school to even put that out there. That sounds like, oh, you think we did something wrong? Look at what they did. That's exactly what Michigan did, and it's a bad sign, and we'll see what happens. I think their punishment is coming, though. Thanks, Martin.
All right, guys.
All right, Martin Weiss. Great stuff. Remember to check him out, Martin and VJ, every Saturday right here on Fox Sports Radio.
I never missed that Martin and VJ show.
Oh, you got to love that line.
Is it 4 to 7, Martin? 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific?
That's right. No, it's 5 to 8 Pacific.
Oh, I'm sorry. 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 11 Eastern.
What'd you say, Martin? One last thing. What did you say? What were you trying to say when I said I never missed the show?
Oh, I said, and another zinger from the self-proclaimed funniest man at Fox Sports Radio.
That's right. Car carrying.
That couldn't hold a candle to Ilo's comedy. That's for darn sure.
What? He wants Ron Washington to give up a manager's job? You know what is that?
Ilo's hilarious. Just accept it,
Rob. There's one black manager in baseball. Are you kidding? How's he
going to run? Isn't it only one? I tell you what,
I mean, Dusty retired.
There are more blacks on TV talking baseball than there are playing on the field.
Oh, stop.
Which is good. It's good to see all those brothers commentating on baseball.
There's a lot, definitely.
Yeah. All right, Martin, great stuff, man. Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right, more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We are the Odd Couple, and we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, the Patriots obviously having a rough season, to say the least. That's to put it kindly. Bill Belichick and his crew really struggling mightily, Rob. Their record, they're at the bottom of the AFC East, even worse than the Jets. They're 2-7, and this weekend coming up, they've got the Indianapolis Colts in Germany. All right, a game that'll be played at 9:30 in the morning Eastern time here. But there's a report out by Ben Vollen, who does a really good job for the Boston Globe, covering the team and the NFL. But what he says is this: based on my conversations, I don't think it's 100% that Belichick finishes out this season. These next two games before the bye are huge, particularly the Germany game, which is practically the team's Super Bowl for the Crafts. If Belichick loses at home to the Commanders and then to the Colts, and comes home from Germany with a 2-8 record, I think there's a chance the Crafts could make the move in the bye week and install Gerard Mayo as the interim coach for the final seven games. Now, let me say this. I don't cover the Patriots like Ben Volland does, but Rob, my answer is this. No way. I do not
I got a better
believe
answer,
they
Chris.
Would do that to Belichick.
No way, no how. They're not firing him. You might part ways at the end of the season.
Right.
There's no way that that's going to be the plan. It would send shockwaves through the NFL. That is not happening.
And it doesn't even make sense for the Patriots. Here's three just practical reasons why you do it. Number one, it's a bad look to fire a coach who won you six Super Bowls. And, Rob, you know what the Patriots were when we were growing. They were irrelevant. All right? They had a year or two here or there. But for the most part, they were irrelevant.
Right.
And
don't get it twisted. Right. They were bad.
He gives them, you know, the best dynasty in the history of the league. That's number one. It's just a bad look. Number two, Rob, if they're terrible under Belichick now and they're not going to win, let them lose. You're done. You're not making the playoffs. If you were somehow to make it, you're not making a run. And so you might as well keep losing because you might end up with the number one pick. And that could be your quarterback going forward, Caleb Williams.
So what if they get the first pick? Let's just say, Chris.
Like, why would I get rid of him so we can win another two games with Gerard Mayo or whoever it would be? Number three, Rob.
At this point, hold the Mayo. You know what I mean, Chris?
Right. My third reason, Rob, is that I think they might be able to quote unquote trade Belichick. There's reports that the Commanders would be interested in him. And then I think you and I have talked about this. I think the great place for him would be the Chargers. You've got Kellen Moore, good offensive coordinator. You've got a good quarterback.
Their defense
what they
just
need
has
is
to
defense,
get better.
Right. And you got talented players on defense. Joey Bosa, Derwin.
They got too many playmakers.
Yeah.
Khalil Mack. What? But like,
absolutely.
Seriously.
It's ridiculous. So I think you could trade him to the Chargers or the Commanders, whoever. If they want him, then give us some draft picks. And now you start to rebuild. So I don't think it makes any sense whatsoever, Rob.
I'm with you. It reads like a speculative piece. The bye's coming. That's the time you want to make a move. You know what I mean? Like the way teams sometimes, if they're going to make a move, that's usually when it happens.
Yep.
But it doesn't sound like this is what's going to happen. This is what could happen or a scenario. So it sounds
like a
speculative piece.
We've talked about it. Just come on. You don't do that. What franchise does that, Rob?
None.
A new owner, right? They did it with Tom Landry in Dallas, Jerry Jones.
But hadn't been
and they hadn't won six.
Right.
They only won, Landry win? Two Super Bowls, I think. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We out, but keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next, and they bring straight fire. Period. The end.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.